Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the Message to Israel. The knowledge of God is the most essential knowledge in all the world. In revealing His names to man, one by one, God progressively revealed the knowledge of Himself. At the same time, He met the needs of His people. Out of one of Israel's bitter experiences in the wilderness, God revealed Himself as Jehovah Rophe, or Jehovah the Physician. Physically, morally, and spiritually, mankind is in direst need of a physician. How this physician heals, A.J. Overton points out today. I present to you our Message to Israel voice for the series on The Names of God, A.J. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. We have a most heartening subject today, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, the Physician. God in His faithfulness and grace brought individuals and groups into various and new experiences that He might reveal Himself to them. Such times called for new names to express the truth concerning Himself and His gracious purposes with men. Some of these were ascribed to God by men. Others were pronounced by God Himself in His progressive revelation of Himself. The second book of Moses, Exodus chapter 15, records such a revealed name to the nation of Israel, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. King David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, expressed, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. David knew Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. The Psalms also declare, He healeth the broken in heart. The name Jehovah Rapha arose from an early and significant experience of ancient Israel during her journey through the wilderness from Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. God delivered Israel by a mighty hand from the long centuries of hard bondage in Egypt, by the Passover lamb, and by the miraculous passage through the Red Sea. They sang together with Moses the inspiring song, Jehovah is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, I will exalt Him. Jehovah is His name. Then the record tells us, Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. We view Israel, after her great deliverance and celebration, becoming hot, weary, and thirsty. Certainly there could be no life without water. It is perhaps difficult for us to appreciate the anxiety that would be felt in such a desperate situation. They continued on, and to their delight discovered water. One can picture the eager rush to drink. Then came consternation. We read, they could not drink of the waters, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah, that is bitter. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? Their relief and joy in the discovery of water now turned into anger and disillusionment. While the threat of death had been their experience at the Red Sea, an even more terrible and agonizing death from thirst appeared certain. They forgot in their desperation the mighty and merciful deliverances so recently granted to them by Jehovah their God. In this historic incident, Jehovah again revealed another aspect of Himself in meeting their need. God showed to Moses a tree and instructed him to cast it into the poisonous waters. When Moses had cast it into these bitter, undrinkable waters, we read, the waters were made sweet. It is important to notice that God was not on trial. The people of Israel were being proved or tested. God said to them at that time through Moses, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians." It was at this point that the second of the compound names with Jehovah was revealed. "I am Jehovah Rapha," that is, Jehovah who heals, or Jehovah the physician. This word, Rapha, appears nearly 70 times in the Old Testament or Tanakh. It always carries the meaning to restore, to heal, to cure, or a physician. It is used not only in the physical sense, but also in the moral and spiritual meaning. Mankind is in direst need of this great physician physically, morally, and spiritually. "I am the Lord that healeth thee," Jehovah Rapha. He gives himself a name by which they are to know and to remember him. By whatever means, or if he chooses, by no means, he is the healer. Here with Israel, he uses the tree to cure the bitter waters, simply to direct the full attention of the people to himself. How marvelous to know there is the competent physician. The first usage of this precious name, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth, is in conjunction with the supplying of bodily needs and the healing of physical diseases. This is not to be lightly esteemed. But if our power of perception became so adjusted that we would estimate spiritual and moral diseases as God sees them, we would enter into the true appreciation of this name. For Jehovah Rapha is pleased to make himself known in this power in its highest expression, the power to heal the spiritual and moral corruption and diseases of the soul. The natural healing is a symbol of the spiritual healing. The spiritual healing, in turn, is the promise by the great physician, if he is trusted, of the ultimate removal of all natural evils. There is none other than Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Thus was God known to the nation of Israel. Israel was to hear, that is, believe and obey. Then Jehovah would be to Israel what the tree had been to the waters, their healer. His promise was then, "I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians." God obviously had placed certain diseases upon ancient Egypt. In the days of King David, we are told, God brought upon Israel a great pestilence, and there fell 70,000. Disease brings much havoc and knows no respecter of persons, and exacts a tragic and costly toll in all classes and on all continents. Man's best resources, both intellectually and materially, are not sufficient to cope with this grim reality of human existence. The great physician is needed. Jeremiah the prophet declared, "Jehovah bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound." God often healed in the Tanakh, sometimes directly, and at other times through natural and medical means. In the healing of King Hezekiah, God instructed the use of a form of natural medicine. And Isaiah said, "Take a lump of figs," and they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Whatever the means, it remains that ultimately God is the one who heals. The psalmist stated, "He sent his word and healed them." It is interesting to discover the practical power of the biblical prescriptions and principles given to Israel for her physical well-being. In the Middle Ages, Europe was ravaged by plagues. The Black Death, sweeping everything before it and leaving millions dead, has been called the greatest disaster ever recorded in human history. Historians remind us that the major plagues of those dark ages were brought under control by the adoption of the concepts of sanitation and quarantine. These very solutions were given by God through Moses to Israel centuries before this. Yet the greater need of man's healing lies in the moral and spiritual realms where the scars of sin are deep and obvious. The prophet Jeremiah declared, "The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked." Isaiah describes the tragic and fatal moral and spiritual condition in terms of the physical. The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds, bruises, and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Yes, man needs Jehovah Rapha, the great physician, physically, morally, and spiritually. Jeremiah the prophet looked upon Israel in his day and wept, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?" Hosea declared, "He hath afflicted, and he will heal us." Isaiah the prophet spoke of the one to come and declared, "With his stripes we are healed." Malachi also spoke of Messiah and declared that he shall arise with healing in his wings. Jehovah Rapha still remains the only and true physician. As the God of redemption, he reveals himself preeminently as the healer. It is not fanciful to trace the analogy from redemption's point of view between the tree cast in to sweeten the bitter waters and the cross of the Redeemer. Yeshua, the Jehovah of the Tanakh made flesh and dwelling among his people and mankind, thus obtained healing and forgiveness for the nation and all mankind. He alone can heal and sweeten in human experience. His invitation is, "Come, let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Will you come to him and be made whole?"